For tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A
of the Friday evening service with Brother Tommy Cook.
And I want to tell you, it's labor. In fact, somebody said when you're under the anointing and you're preaching, so many hours, it's like working, I think, 40 hours or something. And I know many times when I'm under that anointing, I'm ministering and pouring out. When I get through, I'm drained. And I got to go eat something. Did you get through it? Pizza or what is it? But you can get the witness to it. Now notice in verse 19 what he says also here, brother. Well, verse 18. He said, the scripture said, thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treads out the corn. And the laborer, we're talking about the elders now, the laborer is worthy of his reward. Now, he's not seeking that reward. How many know God's providing that reward? Huh? Next verse. I can say a lot about that, but I won't. Against an elder receive not an accusation, but before two or three witnesses. Them that sin be rebuked before all, and that others also may fear. And then in verse 21, here, because we're dealing with this verse, because how many know elders have to be ordained by God? And many times hands are laid upon them and ministers imparted to them. But look in verse 22. Lay hands suddenly on no man. Neither be partakers of other men's sins. Keep thyself pure. And I've got to learn that lesson. Sometimes I'm too quick to react myself. And I've got hit. Other times people's touched, laid hands on me and I got hit. Every bone in my body's ached because people's touched me sometimes. I don't like to see anybody running up and touching me. And I believe in the laying on of hands. I really do. But we have to be careful and cautious. Can you say amen? Amen. Not that I'm against anybody. We just have to be careful. Praise the Lord. Now go to Acts 15. I want to show you a relationship between apostles and the elders, the shepherds. Now, I personally believe that all the ministers are shepherds, not just the ones we call pastors. Really, the word pastors, how many know that's really the word shepherd? It's only used one time in the New Testament, Ephesians chapter 4. It's used as pastor, but the word is shepherd. Amen? How many know we need some God-called shepherds in the land? God anointed. I tell you, I enjoyed Brother Philip and being with Philip and Jerry in Jefferson City. I tell you, God's going to use our brother. He took a stand. He took a stand there for righteousness. And he got expelled from one place. But how many know God's, he didn't quit. And so he's meeting in the YMCA and there's people coming and God's blessing and moving. And I believe God's going to bless him because he stood for righteousness in a situation. How many know preachers have to stand for righteousness? Amen. Now here in Acts 15, verse 2, it said, therefore, Paul and Barnabas came and there was a dissension, of course, among the people about circumcision. I won't go into that. But notice in verse 2, the latter part, it says, they went up to Jerusalem to the apostles and elders. Everybody see that? Then we come down to verse 4. And when they were come to Jerusalem, they were received of the church and of the apostles and elders. Then we go to verse 6. The apostles and elders came together. Thank God somebody's coming together. Can you say amen? Hey, a lot of places I've been, they're not coming, they're moving apart. Now, verse 22. Notice here. You talk about a miracle. Here it is. Then it pleased the apostles, the elders, and the whole church. Man, that is a miracle, isn't it? Some want the carpet green, it's going to end up purple or whatever. Verse 23, and they wrote letters by them after this manner, the apostles and elders. There's an agreement, isn't there, brother? Oh, thank God for ministers that will work together. Not strive and work and thrust one another through. No sense in that. Verse 32. Look at verse 32. We got to go back to Acts 20, just a minute. Verse 32. Now, here's prophets. How many know the prophets are in the local church, too? But notice verse 32. And Judas and Silas, being prophets, let's see what the prophet does. also themselves, notice, exhorted the brethren, as exhortation, with many words, and confirmation, signs following. That's the prophets. And you notice one of them's mentioned as Silas. He later become an apostle. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? Okay, chapter 20 now. Let's go back there. Chapter 20 of Acts. Verse 17. How many know we need to pray for the ministries? And the ministers must stand in the gap and pray for the people of God. And love the people of God. How many know that we all make mistakes? You know, ministries can hurt people at times and not even know it. We've got to forgive each other. And yet people can hurt ministries. Come on. You know, I've had people leave our group at times and you're just like death. They want nothing more to do. I don't understand that. I mean, we're not to leave people in a wrong spirit. It's not God. Come on. So it's another spirit working. We shouldn't submit to that. Can you say amen? Look here in Acts 20, please. Of course, this never happened to you. Chapter 20, verse 17. And from Miletus, Paul sent to Ephesus. And notice what Paul did, brethren. He called the elders, the local shepherds of the church. Thank God for them. Then up to verse 28. Now listen to what he's telling these brethren. A lot more in between, but let's see what he's saying. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves, elders, and to all the flock, over the which the Holy Ghost, come on, hath made you something. Overseers. They're elders now, they're overseers. They're taking the oversight. And notice what they're to do. They're to feed. The word feed means shepherd. The church of God. How many know that elders must feed and shepherd the people of God? Not drive them away. Come on. Not rule with force and cruelty. But feed the people of God. Listen, there are people starving. There are people in this meeting right here starving in some places where you're at. But God wants to feed you in this camp meeting. Amen. From all the ministries. Notice, to feed the church of God which he hath purchased with his own blood. Now look at verse 29. Here's a revelation. For I know this. How do you know it? By revelation. That after my departing, my leaving, shall grievous, that means savage wolves, will enter in among you, enter in among the elders. But notice what for? Not sparing the flock. Having no mercy upon the flock. Paul said, when I leave, you mark it down, he said, the wolves are going to come in among the elders and they're not going to spare the flock. Now, I believe in eldership. I believe God's will is plurality of ministry in the local church as well as the universal church. But I'll tell you why it's not working in a lot of places. Because men refuse to work together. Men and women refuse to work together. How many know there's got to be a working together and there's got to be a growing up in Christ? Can you say amen? And it can be a beautiful thing. And the reason a lot of shepherds move away from eldership is simply because they've been hurt in situations and they don't want to get hurt again. And I, like Glenn said the last time we met, where are the shepherds? Where are the ministers coming out of these Bible colleges supposed to be called by God? You know, I want to see some come my way. Come on. They'll get in there under the load with me and help me. Amen. And help you in the places where you are. I want to see God raise up young men and women called to the ministry who will be faithful to God and to one another. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. I want to see that. Now, I want to show you something here. Now, notice what he says. He says in verse 30, he said, also of your own selves. Now, here are the elders. Shall men arise speaking what? Perverse things. That's perversion. And two, notice, they're going to draw or literally drag away disciples after them. I mean, no, we're not to seek men to follow us. Come on, we're to point people to Jesus. To point people to the Lord. Amen? You see the difference in a false prophet and a true prophet? A false prophet will point men to themselves. But a true prophet will point people to Jesus. Come on. And I'll tell you something else. A false prophet will gather people around him continually. But a true prophet will wear him out and he'll get away from them. Are you hearing what I'm saying for a period of time? How many can hear what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. Now, let's go a little further. Turn to Revelation. Let's see if this come to pass, what Paul said. Revelation chapter 2. Hallelujah. You say 130? Who said that one? Revelation 2:2. I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience. How many see that? How many will hold your place right there for a minute? Will you hold your place there? I want you to notice what Jesus said, brother. He said, I know your works. I know your labor. I know your patience. Now turn to Thessalonians chapter 1. 1 Thessalonians. I want to show you something here. Man, if I get in this whole chapter, I'll never get out of here. Chapter 2 of Revelation. But go to chapter 1 of 1 Thessalonians. I believe it is. I want. In verse 3. Now look at verse 3 with me. How many know that Paul said there are three things? Faith, hope, charity. Now, look here in chapter 1, verse 3 of Thessalonians. Remembering without ceasing, notice, your work of faith, your labor, come on, of love, and patience of hope. Now, went back here, Jesus said three things. He said, I see your labor, but he didn't say your labor of love. He didn't say love, because they had left you. Then he said something else. Come on. He said, I also see something else back here. Your patience. Excuse me. I know thy works. Work of faith. He didn't say faith, did he? Huh? Your labor. Then he said your patience. He didn't say hope. So he didn't mention the word work of faith, labor of love, or patience and hope. Now, if you'll come on down just a minute, notice what he tells them here. He said in verse 4, they left their first, come on, love. But what else have they lost? Look in verses. I'm trying to find it. 5. Do the first works. Repent and do the first works. How many know that's the works of faith? Now, if there's no works of faith and there's no labor of love, how many know hope's out the window? How many can hear me than that? Now, look in verse 2. But notice in verse 2 what he says here now. He said, you cannot bear them that are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles. Now, who did Paul tell that to there in Acts 20? The church at Ephesus. That grievous wolves were coming in. And here they come in. False apostles. And they're not. And notice he said, you found them to be liars. And where liars are going to end up? The lake of fire. Now look in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 or 12. Somewhere through there. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 11. Can I tell you something, brethren, tonight? There's another Jesus. There's another Spirit, and there's another gospel besides the truth. And if you look down to verse 13, he said this, for such are false apostles. You're going to have the true, you're going to have the false. You got to know, is this man called by God as an apostle, or is he a phony? For such are false apostles, notice, deceitful work, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. He's still deceiving, isn't he? Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed, come on, as the ministers of what? Of righteousness. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Now, I want to just bring out a few more things, and we'll close here in just a few minutes. Praise God. I got so much I could really get into, a lot more things, but look in Hebrews 3. Now, let's just touch a few things. Hebrews 3, real quick. Verse 1. Let's look at the apostle. I mean, Jesus is the apostle. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession. Notice, Christ Jesus. Christ is the apostle. Again, if a man is called to apostolic ministry, it is Christ, the apostle in the man. Amen. Then turn to Romans 16. Romans 16. Hallelujah. And look at verse 7. Here are two that are mentioned. And they're kinfolk. Paul said, salute Andronicus and Junia, my kinsmen and my fellow prisoners. Notice, my kinsmen. Anybody got another translation on kinsmen? My relatives, okay? And my fellow prisoners who are of note among the apostles. They're noteworthy. They're note among the apostles who also were in Christ before me. So you got two there. How many are listening to me tonight? Are you hearing? All right, we said there was the original 12. There was Paul and Barnabas. Count them now as we go. There was Timothy and Silas, Epaphroditus, two unnamed ones we saw in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 23. These two in chapter 16, verse 7 here. Then we go to James 1:19. James 1. Is it James? I believe it's James. Maybe it's Galatians. Excuse me. Galatians 1:19. And here's what Paul said. But other of the apostles saw I none save James, the Lord's brother. Now he mentions those brothers of Jesus in Matthew 13:55, and there were some others mentioned, but here he said, I didn't see any other of the apostles except James, the Lord's brother. So we count him. How many we got so far? Huh? Anybody count? All right. Turn to Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1. Thank you, Lord. Acts 1. Look in verse 22. How many know that Judas fell, that he might go to his own place? And you notice in verse 20, it said, let his bishopric, let another take. Somebody's going to take his position as an apostle. And then we see in verse 22, one had to be ordained to be a witness of his resurrection. Somebody said, well, they chose this man too early. Paul should have took his place. I don't believe that. Paul was an apostle. Now, Paul did see Jesus. But he said also he was one born out of due season. Remember that? And here it says, and they appointed two, Joseph called Barsabas, who was surnamed Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, thou, Lord, which knoweth the hearts of all men, and doesn't he? Show whither of these two thou hast chosen, that he may take part of this ministry. And what else? Apostleship. From which Judas, by transgression, fell. How many know apostles can fall? Prophets and teachers and shepherds and evangelists can fall. And people can fall. That he might go to his own place, and that was not heaven. And I know, well, I won't go into that. Thank you, Lord. And they gave forth their lots, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was numbered, added to the 11 apostles. Amen. How many does that make? 23. Praise God. Let's see, you got Jesus. You got the original 12. It's a 24, isn't it? 24. Now, look in one other scripture, and I'm going to close. Look in First Corinthians 4. And here's one, it's a toss-up, whether it is or it isn't. Also, Titus is a toss-up. In fact, we can toss a lot of things up, can't we? First Corinthians chapter 4. First Corinthians chapter 4, look in verses 6 and 9. 6 and 9. Paul said, in these things, brethren, I have a figure and having a figure transferred to myself and to Apollos for your sakes, that you might learn in us, notice, in us, that's Paul and Apollos, that you might learn in us not to think of men above that which is written, that no one of you be puffed up one against another. Then we go down to verse 9. For I think that God has set forth us, the apostles, see, last, as it were appointed to death, we're made a spectacle to the world. Praise God. Some say there are 24 apostles. Some say there's 25. Some say there's 28. Some say there's 29. Who cares? They're real. How many believe that? I want to minister to people that's got a condition in your left arm right now, right down the wrist area. I want you to stand to your feet right now. God's just giving me a word of knowledge. I don't know who it is. Many times I see it, but tonight he's just giving it to me. Stand to your feet. Those who have problems in the wrist, who is it? There's a man back here. Somebody else. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Okay. Okay, let's reach your hands out to these. Yes, oh, that's right. Let's reach your hands out to these people right now. Father, we ask you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, to touch your people here tonight. We thank you for your virtue, Lord, that by your stripes they can be healed, and they are healed in your name, Lord, and by your power. Father, I come against every condition in the arm, the wrist, and the hand in my brothers and sisters tonight in the name of Jesus. I take authority over that condition. And I thank you, Lord, for ministering to each one of these people. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your healing power. I thank you for removing the obstacle, Lord. I thank you for total healing and complete healing by the name that's above every name, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let's give him a good hand. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's stand to our feet tonight. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, let's praise Him. Let's praise our God tonight. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise Him tonight. Glory to God. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you tonight, Lord. We bless your wonderful name tonight, Lord. We honor you, Lord. We honor your name, Lord. We honor you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for apostles and prophets, teachers and shepherds and evangelists you're raising up in this hour, Lord. Thank you for the ministries that are represented here, Lord, from the local churches that are here, Lord. God, for ministries you've got here, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless them and encourage them tonight, Lord. Use this people, Lord. Use them mightily, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We bless you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We honor your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your precious name, Lord. Be honored and be glorified through your servants tonight, Lord. In this place, we pray, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that you have ordained and equipped the ministries here, God, to teach the people and to minister to the people that we might mature and grow up in Christ. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for the impartation of your gifts to the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. My son, know that God is with thee and that the Lord does lead thee by a sovereign hand. Yea, he does lead your going out and your coming in for this hour, saith the Lord. And know that my hand is upon thee, and I will not withhold any good thing from thee as you walk uprightly before me in this hour. For truly I've heard your cry. Yea, as the cry of the children of Israel came up before me, and did not I raise up a deliverer called Moses? And yea, the cry of my people has come up before me, my son. And I send thee forth in my name. I send thee forth in this hour to do my will and my bidding, saith the Lord. So fret not thyself. Know that God is putting upon thee the belt and the girdle of truth, saith the Lord. And I shall confirm your going out and your coming in. And I shall give you ear to hear what the Lord is saying to you, my son, in this hour. And know that the Lord is with thee. And know that God shall be with thee in this hour. And he shall go before thee. The fire of the Lord shall burn and consume the dross. And yea, I shall burn up the flesh. I shall burn up that which is carnal, that which is stubble. And I shall put gold, and I shall put silver, and I shall put precious stones within my people. I shall do a work, yea, of spirituality, and I shall take away the carnality. For I've ordained you, my son, and you'll lay hands upon the sick. And truly not only heal the sick, but you will cast out devils in my name. For I anoint thee with a special anointing, even this night, saith the Lord. I anoint your hands in a new way, saith the Lord. So expect it and believe it. It shall be, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's praise him. Let's praise him. Hallelujah. 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 Sister, fret not thyself. The Lord is with thee. The Lord shall speak to thy heart. And thy heart shall be changed. Thy heart shall be mellowed. Thy heart shall be soft. And the Lord said, out of the heart is the very issues of life. And I speak to your inner man. And I build you up. I put boldness. I put confidence within thee. Fear not the face of man, but trust in the Lord and know that the fear of God is with thee. And that he puts wisdom in you. And he turns you from every evil eye and every evil way. And the Lord said, I am with thee. I strengthen you out of Zion. And I cause you to inherit the land because of your faith and obedience to me. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise our God tonight. Let's praise our God tonight. Hallelujah. Let's praise our God tonight. Let's praise our Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, my Jesus. Come on, give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. Bless his name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Brother Golden, I see the sustenance of God coming your way. I see provision coming your way, and I see things being met there in your life and in your ministry. And God's saying there's coming a turn, a change in the ministry, but there is great provision coming. And God said, you'll not want, you'll not lack in this hour because you've been faithful, you've been obedient to me. And God said, I'm going to turn the tables on the enemy. He thought he would stop you in some areas, but God said, I'm laying a trap for him, and I'm going to chain him, and I'm going to stop him, and I'm going to cause the resources to come. So fret not. They're coming, my son. They're coming. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Savior. Thank you, my Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you. We magnify you. We magnify your wonderful name. We glorify your wonderful name tonight. We love you tonight, Lord. We honor you and we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father, I just loose the ministries that are in this place tonight. I loose those who are called, God, that are here tonight. And I loose those who don't even know they're called tonight, Lord. And I ask that anointing to, Lord, begin to speak to each individual here that's been called into the fivefold ministry, Lord. God, begin to speak to their hearts from this night forward. God, confirmed by apostles and prophets through your servants, Lord, to your people, Lord, that they might stand up, God, and be accounted for you in this hour. Father, I ask you to raise them up. Anoint them. Father, those that are here from local churches, Lord, wives of shepherds and Lord, and ministries, God, I just pray for their strength tonight. I pray for an impartation to come to them. I pray a new vision, new revelation from the Holy Ghost to take hold of them. Lord, that the work of Christ will go on. Father, Lord, those that are here that may be discouraged, I pray for them especially. Heavenly Father, I come against all discouragement and all fear and all doubt and all unbelief. And I cast it off of them in the name of Jesus. And I loose faith upon them. I loose the anointing upon them. And I loose, Lord God, your ministry upon them and in them that you've called them to, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, let's praise him. Come on, let's praise him. Hallelujah. Let's praise him tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah tonight. Hallelujah tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Praise you, God. Praise you, God. Praise you, God. Praise God. I want you to come here, Jack, Deanna, Carol. I want you all to join hands there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we lift up this precious ministry to you, Lord. We thank you so much for Jack and Deanna and Carol. Father, we thank you for the anointing that's upon their life. Hallelujah. And in their ministry, Father, you put in them. Father, we come against every stronghold that's been set against them. We tear down every power and principality. Lord, we tear down every demon of hell that's been set against them, against their finances, against their ministry of any kind. We rebuke and come against it in the name of Jesus. We pray for an increase and enlargement. Oh, hallelujah. From the Holy Ghost. Lord, the anointing to increase. The anointing to increase in our brother and sister's lives, Lord. Father, we thank you that you are putting truly the belt and the girdle upon them, the sword of the Spirit, God, the breastplate of righteousness, Lord. I thank you for the spirit of intercession upon their lives, Lord God, and I pray for them as they leave this camp. And even as they remain in this camp, God, that anointing, a new anointing will come upon them, a fresh new anointing from the Holy Ghost. Lord God, back to Arizona, God, it will be like, Lord, a very short journey because of the presence, the power, and the anointing of the Holy Spirit to rest upon them in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you'll give them supporters and helpers and workers in the vineyard of the Lord. That your will should be accomplished there in Arizona. Oh, hallelujah. The Spirit of God, I come against all fear and doubt, and I release upon them, Lord. I release upon them and upon faith the will of God at this time in the name of Jesus. To do thy will, thy bidding in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father. I thank you you'll give, that you'll bring the word of the Lord to them, to two and three witnesses, Lord, and confirm what you're saying in the name of Jesus. There'll be no doubt. There'll be no hesitation. Now, God, that they'll know within without a shadow of doubt that you have called, you've ordained, and you're directing their footsteps in what they're doing in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father. Wake them up in the nighttime as well and speak directly to their inner man and speak intimately to them, Lord. Give them answers, Father, in the Holy Ghost, in the Holy Ghost, in the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Let's give the Lord a hand. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Anybody have a word of the Lord right now as we wait on quietly before the Lord? God gives you a word. Step out and obey the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Let's wait a second here. And be bold. Don't be timid. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. I feel somebody over here has got a word. Amen.
Brother Glenn, is your son still here? Is Merrill in the... I want him to come up.
Amen.
I just feel of the Lord.
Good.
Where is he at? Is he still there? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Good.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. I just feel, my brother, the Lord is saying that there's some decisions that have been weighing on you. You've got some decisions you need to make. And you've come, and even though you've come to see your folks and everything, there's been some deep dealings in your own heart. You've got to make some serious decisions. You need to see some answers. But God said that He brought you here to bring some answers to your own heart.
Amen.
To bring you to a rest and bring
yes,
you to a
Lord.
Peace. And the Lord said that He's going to cause the turmoil that's been in your heart and the turmoil that's been even in your very life. The Lord said He's going to even break the back of that turmoil.
Yes.
The word of the Lord is no weapon that's been formed against you shall prosper.
Amen.
And God's come tonight, brother, to set you free.
Yes,
and to
Lord.
Set your feet a-dancing
Hallelujah.
In the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Cry,
Father, we lift this weight off of it. Right now, Lord,
yes,
we lift this weight off His very soul, Lord
yes,
God.
That's my
Father,
Lord,
I thank
tonight.
You, Lord God, that you're here.
You
and you're
Lord,
mighty,
Lord,
Lord God, to do
Lord.
Battle. You're mighty to save
Lord.
And deliver.
We
I bind, Lord God, the work of the enemy,
Father.
Lord God. I bind the spirit of the oppressor,
Amen.
Lord God.
It's
been
about Jesus.
His very soul and about His very spirit. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we
loose
this man.
We loose him in the name of Jesus.
We loose you right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, we can retain
Hallelujah.
And Lord, we speak life.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. And the word of the Lord is even as you go back home, you're going to see that change. You're going to see a transformation. Even as you go home, the Lord said it's not going to be a long time. He's brought, even as it were, took you out of the picture so He could work. Hallelujah. Took you out of the picture so He could work. And so you're to begin to lift your hands and lift your heart. And you begin to rejoice because the Lord has gone before you to fight your battle, brother.
Amen.
I'm telling you, it's going to be different. I see
Amen.
God like going like a whirlwind to
Hallelujah.
Turn things around. It even seemed to be going in the wrong way.
Amen.
God said He's going to bring it back your way.
Amen.
He's going to put it together. There's going to be a healing and a raising up and a release. And that stress
Hallelujah.
Of mind and worry, even in the night, that stress of worry where you haven't even been able to sleep, God said, I'm going to bring a peace. I'm going to bring a joy. It's going to be a release, and you're going to even wonder, but it's going to be the sovereign activity of God, brother. He's heard the cry of your heart.
Amen.
He's brought you here to bring some restoration, but He's also already working on the other end. And you go back, you're going to find by the word of the Lord, it's different. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise
Hallelujah.
Yep.
Amen. Hallelujah. Bless him all. Bless him all. God bless him. Amen.
Amen. I believe Deanna has a little word.
Good.
Meryl, I just want you to raise your hands right now.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the tenderness of your spirit when you came in and I met
yes.
you. And right now, I just want the Lord would say to you that you are not to carry the guilt, and there's some things from the past that has heaped the guilt on you,
uh-huh.
brother. And it's just like loaded you down because of some the tender areas in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not to be the scapegoat. And right now, we just release that little
Amen.
Scapegoat into
Amen.
The wilderness right
oh,
now.
Yes.
And we say we will not
Amen.
Carry those sins any longer.
Amen.
We won't carry them any longer.
Oh,
and we're going to put them at the foot of the cross.
Hallelujah.
We're
going to
put them, apply the
yes,
blood of
Lord.
Jesus
yes,
over
Lord.
Them.
Amen.
And no longer will they haunt us. No longer will they torment us. No longer will they cause us to even close down your very
Amen.
Personality.
Amen.
And Father, we just right now, that bruising in your little in your soul, in your spirit that's been on the inside because of your tenderness.
Yes.
Father wants to go in and He wants to heal all the bruising
Amen.
On the very inside.
Yes, Lord.
And even Marilyn, your emotions. And there's even been some areas you've been afraid to express. That being afraid that you would be shut down again
mm.
or you would be mocked.
Whoa,
but the
Jesus.
Lord said, I've seen every cry.
Amen.
I've seen every tear in
Amen.
The night.
Uh-huh.
I've seen what you cried out to me in your mind
oh,
on your bed. And He said, I've come this night to say enough is enough on that torment on you.
Amen.
Enough is enough.
Lord,
I won't tolerate it any longer on
Amen.
You, my son. I won't tolerate it any longer on you.
Hallelujah.
And I'm going to put the blood of Jesus
Amen.
On your very soul and your very spirit.
Amen.
And guard your mind.
Amen.
And we command all that to leave him right now. And we speak the
Name
peace
of
God over him right now. And I'm asking that even his very personality and his very emotions would come forth. under the resurrection power of the Holy Ghost. Under the resurrection power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, my Father, my Father, my Father, my Father.
Yes,
it's going in, it's going in.
Amen.
Just breathe it in, Meryl. Breathe it in.
Amen.
Let it go deep. The Holy Ghost is over you. He drink it in like cream.
Amen.
He just wants you to drink it in.
Yes.
And he just wants to tell you not to struggle anymore.
Amen.
He said, I want to love on you a while.
Hallelujah.
I want to love on you. That's all I want to do is love
Amen.
On you. So don't
Amen.
Struggle. Don't try to do anything. Don't try to perform.
Uh-huh.
I just want to love on you, my son.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. In
Amen.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yes,
I want to
Lord.
Unless somebody else has another word for him. I want to pray for Brother Speed tonight. I feel we should pray for Speed. Praise God. Let's all come and lay hands upon him, okay? Let's pray for that the Lord would strengthen Brother Speed tonight. Praise God. Father, we lift up Brother Speed tonight, Lord. Thank you for our brother, Father. We thank you for the obedience, Lord, that's in our brother. And we just ask you, Lord, to strengthen him tonight. Father God, we ask the power of the resurrection life of Jesus to flow within my brother. Lord, not only tonight, but tomorrow night, Lord God. We pray for a new, hallelujah. We pray for a new anointing upon Brother Speed, Lord God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, his latter years to be greater even than the former, Father. We thank you, Lord, that resurrection power would outrun him and overtake him, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we pray that you would move into his very jaws, his very, the marrow, Lord, his very bones. Lord God, be glorified in this vessel, we pray. We ask you to protect him and keep him from the wicked one, Lord. Preserve his going out and coming in, Lord. God, we ask you to bless his store, Lord. Bless him in his body, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, you've made him the head and not the tail. He's above and not beneath. And we ask you, Father, to continue to use him. Anoint him, Father. From heaven, we pray. And God, put words in his heart. Lord, put the word of the Lord in his heart for this hour. Lord God, as he goes throughout the land, we pray, Lord, and thank you for him. And bless him in the mighty name that's above every name, the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes.
Lord,
give her
strength, Lord. Give her grace, Lord God.
Oh, yes.
Lord Jesus, that you'll pour your ministry
Thank
into her.
Lord. Amen.
Pours out, Lord, unto others. Father, that you'll surround her with songs of
yes,
deliverance.
Yes,
God.
Yes,
that
yes.
That you'll sense even the sweet peace of the Lord, even now, Father, as we pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You got a word? Anybody else got a word? Praise God.
Praise
God. You got a word?
Thank
you.
There's one thing I see. We rebuke these cobwebs of death.
Amen. Every stronghold, come down.
And Father, and we just command it to leave
we speak
him.
Life.
We command it
speak
to go.
Speak life to my brother.
We command it to go.
Body in the name
and we
of
breathe
life.
New freshness and new life
oh,
into him.
Yes.
We breathe new
Lord.
Freshness new and new life into him.
Life from
we
Jesus.
Rebuke every spirit that
Amen.
Hindered him and come against
Amen.
Him. And I rebuke as it were a little spirit that's been hindering him. And all I hear is rigor mortis. That's trying to bend. I don't know if that's spiritual or physical, but we rebuke it
Amen.
In Jesus'
in the name.
Name.
Jesus.
We rebuke the spirit of rigor mortis,
yeah,
and we command spiritual freshness
Abra,
to come down.
Amen.
That every artery
Amen.
And every capillary
Amen.
Would open up right now,
Amen. In the name
and
of
the
Jesus.
Blood would flow properly from his head down to his toes. In Jesus' name, every blockage would come unblocked. We declare, command you to come. Right now, and that new life would come
name.
Into a new life
in, the mighty name.
In Jesus' name,
in, the mighty
in
name
Jesus',
Jesus'
name. Yes,
Amen.
Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Someone came in tonight and you had a stiffness in your right shoulder. You couldn't even. And if you'll do that right now, you'll see God's touched you already.
Hallelujah.
Who is
Amen.
That? You couldn't even get your right arm up. There's
oh,
been pain.
There
is that you back there, brother?
Back.
Hallelujah. God's touched you and healed you, didn't he?
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Thank
Praise you,
Lord.
You, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Glory to God.
Amen. Anybody else? Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Did you get anything? Okay.
Praise
we want everybody to be used. Praise Jack, you got anything? We don't want to quit till God says quit.
Oh, at least my brother from a lot of grief here.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Father.
Reach your hands out to him. Reach your hands out to him.
Yes, Father. I ask to release all his sorrow and grief off of him, Father God.
He's
hit him so hard for many, many times here, Father. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, every word spoken against him, Father. Every curse against him, Father God. I release him from the effect thereof, Father. I ask you to release him from his father.
Yeah.
God, I ask you to release him from every word, even as a child, and never measuring up and being what God's called him to be has hindered him. And God, we ask you right now to release him from this, God. He can begin to move into a blossom out to what you've called him to be, Father God. He searched for his identity for almost all his life, trying to figure out who he is. And God, I pray this weekend you begin to show him who he is. Give him a new revelation of you, Father God. Give him a new revelation of who he is in Christ Jesus, Father. That you have a care, you care for him as an individual, God. And he's not going to be a scapegoat here either, Father God. He's going to be set in a new position, new place, Father. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Jesus.
I have a word
for
more
he wants to do with you, but we'll do it work tomorrow.
I want to give Speed a word, Brother Speed a word, and then we'll minister to a couple over here. Praise the Lord. Brother Speed, the Lord is blessing your going out and your coming in. And the Lord is your protection, he is your shield, and he is your buckler. Man would seek to destroy thee, but God said, I am your protection. I have kept thee, and I shall continue to keep you, saith the Lord. I am with thee in this hour. The Lord says, fret not and worry not, for know that I have sent thee. I have ordained thee to go forth. And the Lord has strengthened you with a new energy and a new strength tonight. And the Lord said, I am with thee, my son, my protection and my angels who watch over thee. And yea, I shall set ambushments against the enemy, and they shall not prevail upon that which they have desired, but I shall throw them into confusion, and I shall keep my hand upon you, and you'll not be touched or hurt, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Philip, I want you and Jerry to come. We want to minister to you for a few minutes. I think they got to leave tomorrow. Is that right? Brother Philip and Sister Jerry Rodman from Jefferson, Missouri. Dee Dee. Yes, let's minister to them. Praise God. Hallelujah. Reach your hands out to our brother and sister. Come right on, Dee Dee. Go ahead, brother. You want to just pray for him? Okay. Okay. Let's all pray, and then if the Lord gives any of us a word, let's obey the Lord, okay? Brother Speed. And let's all lay hands. Father, we lift them up now, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Jerry and for Philip, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your love and your ministry that you put in this couple, Lord. We thank you for the work there in Jefferson City. And Father, we just ask your mercy upon them. We ask, Father, that you would fulfill the will of God in their lives and use them mightily in this hour, Father. Father, we come against every stronghold, every dominion that's been set against them, Lord God. Father, we come against the spirit of witchcraft and voodoo and divination. Father, we cut off every soulish psychic witchcraft prayer that's been set against them. I come against the spirit of the Jezebel. I come against the spirit of control, manipulation, domination that would come against them, Father. I cut asunder every spirit that's set against this couple, against their ministry in the name of Jesus. And I charge you to loose them in Jesus' name. I charge you by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to take your filthy hands off of them. And I speak life. I speak life to them. I speak life. And Lord, I come against every division, every divisive spirit that would come against that fellowship and the work of the Lord. I cut it asunder and I bring it down in the name of Jesus. And I speak life and liberty in the Holy Ghost. And God, I ask you to bring your people in that you have ordained to be in that place, Father, and bring the ministries in there, Lord, to undergird and strengthen and to help them as well in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, Philip, I see the Lord's giving you an eye to see, and an ear to hear, and a heart to learn and understand. And the Lord said, I'm going to lead you out, I'm going to lead you in. And know that in this hour there's coming a new anointing upon thee. That's going to break the yoke from off of some people. And God said, fret not, my son, and know that I've heard your cry. The cry has come up before me, and the answers are coming. The answers will come from the left and from the right. And yet I'll speak to your heart, and I shall show you things to come. And I'll bring individuals to you, and I'll speak intimate things about them. So fret not and know that God's heard your cry. Amen.
Hallelujah. And the Lord said, surely, even as you do know who you are in Christ, I'm going to show you what resources you have in Christ. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I see there's this development that God's continuing to do in your heart and life. And God's brought you out, but he's going to bring you in.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't just bring you out to leave you on the backside of the desert. He brought you out to bring you in.
Hallelujah.
And the Lord says that he's even going to show you, not only is he your resource and your source, but he's going to show you the resources that you've been really crying out, because you need some resources to build with. Amen.
Amen.
It's good to have a blueprint, but you need the equipment.
I see
God saying he's going to show you your resources, not only what he's giving you spiritually.
Amen.
There's going to be a new unveiling of those things that even that you've not even been aware of because you've been going a certain way. But God's going to unfeel it, not saying that there's a turning. It's just going to be a further unfolding of that. But the Lord also said he's going to show you resources in people and those that you can really put your trust in.
Amen.
That you'll know they'll be faithful to do the thing that's in your heart for the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God.
You know, Brother Philip, I just, as I was singing earlier, I really saw the desire in your heart for the Father. And I believe the Lord wants to impart to you tonight a new desire of the Father.
Yes, Lord.
And fill that void that you never had. And I ask the Lord to release you from all the spirit of abandonment.
Amen.
And rejection and abandonment.
Amen.
Lift it off
that
precious man right now, Father. Oh, yes. So here it comes, Philip.
Amen.
Here it comes.
Amen.
Oh.
Name of Jesus.
Take it off.
Name of Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. All that old heaven is loosing. Loosing. There it is.
Yes, thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. And Father, right now, I ask, he's going to put a spirit of a Father in you.
Amen.
And the reason why he's doing it, because no one can get glory for this fathering but him.
Uh-huh.
See, because he's going to impart that to you.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to nurture you. You know, because I've desired that myself, and he's done that in my life, and he's still doing it. And he's going to nurture you, and he's going to guide you into that direction. And your people are going to sense the Father. They're going to come around you, and they're going to be around you. And you don't even know why. They don't even know why.
Uh-huh.
But it's the Spirit of the Father that's going to draw them.
Amen.
See?
Amen.
They're going to feel comfortable around you. They're going to feel they can sit and talk to you. And you won't even say a word to them. They'll just walk out the door because they know they've been with Father. You know? Oh, Lord, bless this man, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Bless him as a
Lord.
Father on this man, God.
Jerry, bless him,
from his
Lord,
head to his toes, God. I bless his hands,
God.
Father God. A new sensitivity, a new touch, Father. You and I seek a blessing of a Father on my sister here, Lord.
Yes, Jerry.
God, just spirit
her.
Yes, Father. Just bless her, the touch of the Father herself, God.
Amen.
Yes, I take that knife of betrayal out of her back right now.
Amen. Name of Jesus.
All that betrayal, Father. She's
name
given herself and she's been betrayed. Here it comes. Come on.
Amen.
I take it out.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Name of Jesus.
Take that betrayal out. Yes, Lord. Yes.
Those hurt.
Here it comes, honey. Here it comes.
Those hurt.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Amen.
Lord. There it is.
Amen.
Pour on the oil and wine, Father.
Amen.
Balm of Gilead. Let it just soothe you now, honey.
Amen.
Let it soothe upon you, Father.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
All mistrust. I release the mistrust.
Uh-huh.
All the mistrust. Being fearful of reaching out to people because of being hurt again.
Amen.
And God, we're going to ask you to give her a forehead of flint, God,
uh-huh.
and she can begin to reach out to people and have an understanding in her spirit that she can begin to receive the anointing to have the word of the Lord for these people, God,
Lord.
And not be worried about being hurt or damaged in her spirit again.
Amen.
We ask you, here you go. When you're 16 years old, you really got hurt bad in your heart.
Child.
In your heart, you was hurt. Your spirit was wounded. And that's been the open door, and God wants to heal her right now.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. For that childhood experience that she had, Father God, it was so devastated her, Father. It devastated her spirit. It wounded her. She's around 16, I believe, give or take. Father, we ask you right now just to heal her. Carol, put your hands over her hand right here, honey, Deanna.
Amen.
And perhaps you might want to pray.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
We ask you for did.
Hallelujah.
Father, we ask you right now just to heal that wound, God. That scolding. It was a scolding. That's what it was.
Thank you, Lord.
I ask you to release her from the scolding,
Jesus,
Father God.
Jesus.
The scolding
Jesus,
was upon
Jesus,
her life,
Jesus.
God. Just release her right now from all the effects
Jesus,
of the words,
Jesus,
God.
Jesus.
All the words that were spoken against her, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
All the harshness, God, that was spoken, Father.
Amen. Yes.
God, and I ask you I feel like no one believed you or something. Somebody believed you or... You try to pour yourself out and no one would listen to you. And you felt like that every time you try to express yourself, nobody really listens to you. But he's going to remove that off
Amen.
Of you. He's going to release her from
Amen.
All that right now.
Yes.
Release her right now.
Name of Jesus.
Yes, that cloak that's been put on her, Father
Amen.
God, that no one honors her or no one values her. No one hears her expression, God. That's going to change right now.
The boldness of God.
I rebuke that off of her right now.
The boldness of
come off of her now in Jesus' name.
The boldness of God.
In Jesus' name, release her right now.
The anointing
that their boldness come with a confidence
Amen.
And an authority, God. That she can begin to speak the word with
Amen.
Anointing that she never had before,
Amen.
God. And it's taken you 3 days.
Amen.
3 days, you're going to feel a new touch here.
Hallelujah.
3 days, you're going to wake up in 3 days. It's going to be different for you.
Amen. Thank God. That's resurrection. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Let's give the Lord a good hand tonight. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.